welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. For those of you who are parents listening, you've probably come to understand that parenthood is the most important and challenging role that you'll ever have in your life. And it's also the most rewarding. But do your kids see it that way also? Is it a job that they want or one that they're trying to avoid? More and more often, I've heard other people my age say that parenthood isn't something that they want, that the responsibility is too much, that it's too hard, or it's just not for them. Where do you think that this attitude is coming from? In the newest Gospel Solutions for Families, General Young Women's President Bonnie L. Oscarson and her daughter Abby McCoy share their thoughts on the joy that parenthood has brought them and how we can encourage our kids and young adults to look forward to it and prepare for it with excitement. In a quote by Sister Oscarson, she says, "Do we teach our sons and daughters that there's no greater honor, no more elevated title, and no more important role in this life than that of a mother and a father?" Sister Oscarson mentions that when you think about the things that'll last into eternity, it's not your career or your job or your money or your house, it's family. Our families are eternal, so our role as a parent and how we do it is important. This might not be something that we're constantly thinking about, and I know for you parents that sometimes you don't get any of the recognition, and there's nobody that's there thanking you every day and giving you a gold star or a reward for being a parent and for doing a good job. But that doesn't mean that your job isn't important. It's just something that you have to remind yourself. What you're doing is so important and defining in the life of someone else. Your role as a parent is the most important role that you will ever have. And your children should see that too. Let them see the joy that comes from parenthood. Let them know how happy you are to be their mom, to be their dad, and what that means to you. It's so easy to lose that eternal perspective because we can get so caught up in the day-to-day stuff. But ask yourself, do my kids know and feel that I love being a mom? Or that I love being a dad? Do they know that? Do they see that in the way that I behave? My mom was such a great example to me of this. She was always telling us how much she loved motherhood and how she enjoyed being a mom, even though, of course, there were challenges that came along with motherhood, and there were things like infertility and having to be a single mom that she had to deal with, but she always made it known to us that we were loved and that we were wanted. And I remember as I started becoming a teenager, there were several times when I would say like, "Oh no, I don't want kids," or "Kids aren't for me, they're too much work." And she would just respond with a smile and tell me that once I was married and I loved someone, that my desire to have a family with them would come. And I think about that now that I'm married. We don't have any children yet, but parenthood is something that we're both excited for and look forward to in the future. I'm so grateful that we both had parents that taught us not just the importance of parenthood, but the beauty and the joy that comes with it. Abby McCoy, who is Sister Oscarson's daughter, talked about the wonderful example that her mom gave her. And she talks about how smart her mom was and how she could have chosen to do anything in the world. But out of all of the things she could have done, she chose to be a mom and to be with her kids. One of the things that struck me the most was that Sister Oscarson said, "The world tends to teach us that motherhood is a secondary thing, that there are other things that are more important, and that we're wasting our minds and our talents if we just stay at home and be mothers." But it's not. Now, this isn't about being a stay-at-home mom or a working mom. This is just about motherhood in general. There are so many skills and qualities that are needed for motherhood because you do it all. You're a chef, you're a nurse, you're a teacher. You play so many different roles. One of my best friends was recently talking to me about how she has other friends and family that had kind of been giving her a hard time and questioning her decision to stay at home and be with her new baby after she'd recently graduated with her master's degree. And she explained how for her, getting her master's degree had helped her so much. And now that she was a mother, there were things that she was applying, you know, that she learned from her degree. And she was applying now into motherhood. And so it wasn't a waste. All of the things that she learned, she was practicing now, just in a different setting. But she wanted people to understand that for her, motherhood was the most important thing. And let's not forget about fatherhood. Fatherhood and fathers play such an important role in the lives of our children. For my husband, his father is his greatest role model, not only because of the role that he played as a provider and a hardworking, you know, hardworking person that he was, but because of how involved he was with raising his children. My father-in-law still does all of the cooking in the home. He makes dinner every night. He helps clean. He does the laundry. He does it all. And he has been such a wonderful help to his wife and to their 7 children. And I see my husband apply those things now in our marriage. There is no separation, you know, between these roles of because he's a man, he does this, and I'm a woman, so I do this. It's not like that. We do it all together. It was his father who made Jake, my husband, so excited about being a father himself. So I want you to think about, are you showing your children that you love being a parent? Do you let them know how important that role is for you? And are you helping them get excited for that same role in the future? In this Gospel Solutions for Families video, Abby also shares an experience that she had while she was pregnant with her 4th child. And she had 3 little ones. And as you can imagine, it was challenging. And she was having a hard time one day getting them all ready and was trying to put a shoe on one of her children. And it just wouldn't go in. It wouldn't fit. And she was expressing her frustration out loud in front of her kids and said something along the lines of, you know, everything is just so hard. One of her small children turned to her and looked at her and said, "You don't like being a mom." And she says that that broke her heart, because all she'd ever wanted to do was to be a mom. And here she was making her kids think that she didn't like it. Parents, be aware of the things that you say and the way that you say it around your children. Yes, parenthood is hard and so, so challenging. And it's okay to show frustration. It's okay to let your kids see that it is a challenge, because they'll appreciate it. But don't ever make them feel like you don't enjoy being a parent. It will affect the way that they see parenthood. Remember to keep an eternal perspective and realize that we are so blessed to have that privilege and to enjoy it and to let our children know that we enjoy it. For the full interview with Sister Oscarson and her daughter Abby, you can click on the link below that I provided in the description, and make sure to watch it. It is such an amazing video, and it really helped me feel more empowered and just understand the importance of parenthood. Thank you guys for listening today, and make sure to tune in tomorrow for our daily inspirational podcast.